When the U.S. manned space program began in 1958, John Glenn was selected to be one of the original seven Mercury astronauts. When Glenn successfully piloted his Friendship 7 spacecraft three times around the Earth in just less than 5 hours on February 20, 1962, he became an instant national hero. In fact, he may have become too heroic for his own good. Although Glenn was anxious to go up again, President Kennedy reportedly pulled him from flight status, worried what would happen if a figure of such adulation should perish in a future flight. It was a farewell to all the worries and cares of the day. When the Paramount Theater opened its doors, we forgot about names like Hitler and Mussolini. It was a time, instead, to unwind and dream a little. The Paramount introduced new young singers like Frank Sinatra and showed films with big stars like Clark Gable and Betty Hutton. These were the times that tried men's souls, but the glitz and glamour of Hollywood kept us distracted and entertained. We retained our perspective and, most importantly, allowed ourselves to hold on to a national sense of humor. Rulers of the ancient Mayan civilizations came here to see the beauty of this land. A place where the turquoise Caribbean Sea caresses the beautiful sandy beaches. They came to partake a view reserved then only for royalty. Today, more than 1,500 years later, this same spot is one of the most popular vacation destinations in the world. This is Cancun. Located at the northeast tip of the Yucatan Peninsula, Cancun is easily accessible from major gateway cities in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Cary Grant's classy film persona and peerless timing are so ingrained in our collective psyche that we tend to confuse the man with the myth. So good was he at playing the icon known as Cary Grant that it was often said he always played the same part, himself. The truth is that he was an underrated actor who brought depth and dimension to his characters, and he never played himself. Of all the roles he created, Cary Grant was his greatest invention. Mitochondrial diseases are a heterogeneous group of disorders in which mitochondrial dysfunction produces clinical disease. In the central and peripheral neuromuscular systems, they include such diverse disorders as Alper's disease, a progressive cerebral polyodystrophy of infancy, and carnitine palmitoyl transferase deficiency, a relatively benign disorder characterized by exercise-induced myoglobinuria. Mitochondrial myopathies are diseases in which the clinical presentation and course of illness are dominated by pathologic involvement of muscle.